I've gone out and talked to people in the country to see the differences in what people can remember who grew up in the city as composed, you know, compared to people who lived out in the country. So anything, like a lot of these things you won't know. And that's part of it too. Just tell them you don't know, because that's just fine, because you're not expected to.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them you may know about country stuff. Do you know the place where they would store their hay?
That's called a hayloft.
Yeah, right. You do know that. That's surprising. I would say you lived in Little Rock all your life.
Uh-huh, but I've been to the country.
You've been in the country? That's funny. Do you know where they store their corn?
In the... They got some kind of name.
It's a barn, and they have a crib in it for the corn.
Okay.
Corn crib.
You're right. If you don't know, he knows.
He knows.
Did you grow up? Did you come from a farm? Oh, no wonder. You got a little bit over him.
Yes, he's over me.
On that. That's barn stuff. What about where they store grain?
Well,
back in them times, way back yonder, they didn't have too much grain to store.
They didn't?
The late years, they started to raise grain and stuff around in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, I see.
But the rice, they had a thing they called a shallow.
Oh, a shallow.
And it's built round.
Uh-huh.
And they store it. And when they get ready to cut to the mill to process it, why, they had a door that a pipe was in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a, I don't know if you ever seen.
Phyllis, here comes Miss Daniels.
I don't know if you ever seen a gin.
No.
But they let that wheat stuff come out, that rice come out that pipe.
Uh-huh.
Just like they do a gin, they suck cotton off of a wagon.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you know if they had hay and they had too much hay to get it in the barn, what would they do to it? They'd have to put it in the...
They would stack it in the field.
Yeah, you know that. They'd put it in the hay. Mm-hmm. In a hay, would you call it a haystack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about where they would keep cows? Do you know where they keep cows?
Well, that's in a pasture.
How about horses?
They keep them in the pasture too.
How about hogs and pigs? Where would they keep them?
In the hog pen.
Yeah. She knows this stuff. Where does she know this stuff?
Oh, well, you know, getting about, you got to look.
Now that's where I'm really surprised.
Where's the nest?
If you don't know, you're gonna ask. What do they call a farm that they just raise cows for their milk? What kind of a farm would that be?
Well, you call that a dairy farm.
Listen to her. You think she's nice, and it comes in the right. How about a place just right around the barn where the cows and animals and stuff can walk around?
Well, you'd call that a field.
You tell me, I find it's hard to believe, but you went out and did cotton one day.
Yes, I
and
did.
You picked 40 pounds of cotton.
Mm-hmm. But honey, I was so tired and my fingers were so soaked that I said I wasn't going no more.
Well, I don't know. That just sounds awful. now, when you were going up around here, what kinds of fences would people have in their yard usually?
Well, sometimes they would have tall wire fences.
Uh-huh.
Wire fences.
They'd have wire fences.
Mm-hmm.
What would that